Are you curious about which author is normally responsible for sharing reprints of a publication with readers? If you're an avid reader, researcher, or scholar, you must have come across the need for reprints. Reprints are vital in sharing and disseminating information, especially in academic and scientific circles. However, many people do not understand the process involved in obtaining reprints. Which author is normally responsible for sharing them? Moreover, how can you get them? These are the questions people seek the answer to. Authors play a critical role in the reprinting of publications. They are responsible for providing reprints and granting permissions for reprinting. Without their cooperation, obtaining reprints can be challenging. What are reprints? Reprints refer to copies of a previously published work produced after the initial publication. Reprints are typically produced to meet the demand for a particular publication and made available to readers, researchers, and scholars. They are vital in sharing and disseminating information, especially in academic and scientific circles. Importance of reprints. Reprints serve several essential purposes. For example, it disseminates info to a broader audience. Reprints provide access to out-of-print publications. It helps archive and preserve crucial works. It facilitates research and scholarship. Types of reprints. There are several types of reprints, including authorized reprints. Reprints that are produced with the permission of the original publisher or author. Unauthorized reprints. Reprints that are produced without the permission of the original publisher or author. Offprints. Reprints of a specific article or chapter within a publication. Facsimile reprints. Reprints that reproduce the original publication in its entirety, including its original format and typography. The role of authors in reprinting publications. Authors play a critical role in the reprinting of publications. For example, the author is normally responsible for the following. Providing reprints. Authors are responsible for providing reprints of their works upon request. Reprints can be provided in hard copy or electronic format, depending on the author's preference. The requester usually bears the cost of reprints, although some authors may provide reprints free of charge. Permissions for reprinting. Authors hold the copyright to their works, which means they have the right to grant or deny permission for others to reprint their work. Authors are responsible for granting permissions for reprinting, and they may impose conditions or restrictions on the use of their work. Copyright notice. Authors are responsible for providing a copyright notice on their works to inform readers and users of their copyright ownership. The copyright notice typically includes the author's name, the year of publication, and the copyright symbol, copyright. Who requests reprints? Reprints are in high demand. In addition, they are typically requested by various individuals and institutions. Types of people who request reprints. Several individuals and institutions request reprints, including researchers and scholars, librarians and library patrons, corporations and businesses, government agencies and nonprofit organizations, journalists and media outlets. What are the reasons people request reprints? People request reprints for several reasons. For example, to obtain copies of publications that are out of print or not available in their local library. Disseminate info to a more broad audience. Facilitate research and scholarship. Obtain copies for personal or professional use. How can you request reprints? Reprint requests can be made in several ways, including contacting the author directly. Contacting the publisher or journal that initially published the work. Using a reprint service provider, such as Copyright Clearance Center, CCC, or Reprints Desk. Factors to consider for reprint distribution of your book. When considering the reprint distribution of a book, authors must consider several factors. These factors can impact the distribution process and the success of the reprint. Here are some essential factors you should consider. Format of the book. The book format can impact the printing and distribution process. For example, a book with unique dimensions may require a custom printing job, which can be more expensive and time-consuming. errors, and mistakes. Having a certified proofreader review the book before reprinting can help to catch any errors or issues that may have been missed during the initial publishing process. It can ensure the reprint is of high quality and meets reader expectations. Book cover. The book cover page design is often the first thing a reader sees when considering a book. Therefore, it's vital to have an eye-catching design. A professional cover design can help to attract readers and increase sales. Challenges in obtaining reprints. Obtaining reprints can be a challenging process. You can face the following obstacles during the reprinting journey. Limited availability. Sometimes, reprints are unavailable because the publication is out of print or the author is no longer willing or able to provide reprints. It can make it difficult for researchers and scholars to obtain copies of the necessary publication. Cost. Reprints can be expensive, especially if the publication is rare or in high demand. It can make it challenging for individuals and institutions with limited budgets to obtain the required reprints. Permission and copyright issues. Obtaining permission to reprint works can be challenging, especially if the original publisher or author is difficult to reach or the work is protected by copyright laws. In addition, some authors may impose conditions or restrictions on the use of their work, which can complicate the reprinting process. How can you overcome challenges in obtaining reprints? Despite the challenges involved in obtaining reprints, there are several ways to overcome them, including using digital archives and databases that provide access to out-of-print publications, contacting the author directly to request reprints or permission to reprint, using a reprint service provider, such as Copyright Clearance Center, CCC, or Reprints Desk, which can help facilitate the reprinting process. Ethical issues surrounding reprinting. Reprinting publications can raise several ethical issues. Therefore, the reprinting process should be conducted ethically and with proper attribution to ensure that the author's rights are respected and the integrity of the publication is preserved. Plagiarism. Reprinting works without proper attribution can constitute plagiarism, which is the act of using someone else's work without giving them credit. Plagiarism can damage an author's reputation and credibility. Moreover, it is considered a serious ethical violation in academic and professional circles. Copyright infringement. Reprinting works without permission can also constitute copyright infringement. It is the unauthorized use of copyrighted material by someone else. Copyright infringement can lead to legal action, fines, and damages. Moreover, it can damage an author's reputation and credibility. Proper attribution. It is essential to provide proper attribution to the original author and publication to ensure that the reprinting process is ethical. It includes citing the source of the work, including the author's name, the title of the publication, the publisher, and the date of publication. Obtaining permission. Before reprinting a work, it is essential to obtain permission from the author or publisher, if required. It involves contacting the author or publisher, requesting permission to reprint the work, and agreeing on any conditions or restrictions on the use of the work. The benefits of reprints. Reprints offer several benefits to authors, publishers, and readers, including increased visibility and reach. Reprints can increase the visibility and reach of a publication as they allow it to reach a wider audience beyond the original readership. It can help to disseminate knowledge and scholarship and promote the work of the author and publisher. Facilitating research and scholarship. Reprints can facilitate research and scholarship by making publications more accessible to researchers and scholars. They can help build on previous research and contribute to advancing knowledge in a particular field. Cost-effective distribution. Reprints can be a cost-effective way to distribute publications. They allow book publishers to print additional copies of a publication at a lower cost than the original printing. It can help to make publications more accessible to readers and promote the work of the author and publisher. Preserving the integrity of the publication. Reprints can help to preserve the integrity of the publication by ensuring that the content remains the same in each copy. It can help to prevent errors or changes that may occur in subsequent printings or editions of the publication. Conclusion. The responsibility of sharing reprints of a publication with readers lies with the author of the work. The author has the right to control the dissemination of their work and can choose to make it available to readers through a variety of channels, such as their website, social media, or academic databases. Reprints are an essential aspect of publishing that can benefit authors, publishers, librarians, and readers alike. They can be requested for various reasons, including promoting work, meeting demand, replacing damaged copies, and making public and effectively promote their work and increase their visibility in their field. Reprints can also be a valuable tool for book advertising, helping to increase the visibility and reach of a publication. In addition to requesting reprints, authors can also utilize the best website for authors to promote their work and reach a wider audience.